A proposal to keep the offices that link constituents with lawmakers open on Friday afternoons fell short in the Alaska Legislative Council yesterday. But the proposal did lead the council to vote to close the office in Unalaska. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon voted to close the Unalaska office and against adding hours to the others.
I'm concerned that we're still in a budget deficit and that these are reoccurring expenses on the operating budget. And while I think the closure is a good recommendation in this time that we're walking through with finances in Alaska, I have a hard time supporting adding full time.
The nonpartisan Legislative Affairs Agency made a two-part proposal. The first part would close the Unalaska Legislative Information Office, and the second part would have used that savings to keep the other 22 LIOs open on Friday afternoons when the legislature is out of session. Only 8 of the 14 council members were present. All of their votes were necessary to take action. The Unalaska closure passed, but 2 members voted against the expanded hours. The legislature voted to cut back the Friday hours just over 2 years ago. Unalaska was the most recent legislative information office to open in 2011. But residents didn't make much use of it. There was not a single person who testified from the Unalaska LIO this year. In a separate action, the council voted to approve nearly $1 million to pay for a new electronic voting system to track legislators' votes during floor sessions. The old system was outdated and failing, according to the Legislative Affairs Agency.